You're listening to SBS News.
Student Leo Carstensen takes a range of classes at National Star College, a specialist further education college for people with physical disabilities near Cheltenham in the southwest of England. But when answering questions in class, the 18-year-old says it's hard for him to be distinguishable from other students. He says his voice doesn't sound like him at all.
It is very robotic. I like to sing. My robotic voice is too slow. My voice sounds the same as other AC users. It's hard to know it's me.
Mr. Carstensen has cerebral palsy and uses what's called an augmentative and alternative communication device, or AAC, for his speech. Other students in his class are in the same situation.
I feel sad about my voice. I would like it to be more human. A new voice would change my life.
Jason Feltz is another student at the college. He agrees with Leo.
I want a different voice because I want to sound more like my family. The voice I have now makes me sound like a posh old man in his 60s.
The students feel that the machine's voice is not appropriate to their age, the accent of where they're from, or even their gender.
It makes me feel a little bit depressed because I sound so different to my family, like an outsider.
Speech pathologist Nicola Hamilton works for Urala, an Australian organisation which supports people with disabilities. She says it's only relatively recently that people have been able to choose non-American or non-British voices for their devices. She says the voice is an important part of someone's identity.
It's only less than 10 years that we've had Australian voices, and I guess it means that people can hold on to their identity a bit more in terms of their voices. And, you know, it's that belonging and where you belong, to not have the American voice when you're living in Australia.
A British charity is tackling the problem by gathering voice donations and synthesising appropriate voices for its students. The Find My Voice project puts out calls for voice donors to record their voices so that students can choose the voice that they want. Then the voice recordings are made and adapted for their communication device. Jason Feltz wants the voice of someone from Milton Keynes, where he's from. And his two brothers have said they will be the voice donors for him.
I am over the moon because they both said yes. I am looking forward to hearing my own special voice.
Robert Groves, a 27-year-old maintenance worker, has already donated his voice to his own brother, Nathan. He recorded more than 600 phrases and the letters of the alphabet over the course of 6 to 8 hours.
There's another way you can get a tooth out. I say this to my friends. Is he made of tin or stuffed? Asked the lion.
The apparently random phrases enable the computer to build up a library of sounds that can be used to create any word the user wants. Mr. Groves says he was delighted to help his brother.
It just makes me happier. As long as he's always been my main thing, so as long as he's happy, I'm happy, and I'll do anything for him. And I think this kind of completes it now. So he's got the freedom with his chair, and now he's got his own voice. So it's all complete for him now.
He says the new voice sounds like him, but is both age and regionally appropriate for Nathan. Dr. Tim Burnell is the project director.
Our standard voices start with recordings by a voice banker or a voice donor. Lots of sentences are recorded, and then we use software to excise the small segments, phonetic segments or phonemes from those sentences, and store them in a database labeled with linguistic information so we can find them by linguistic information. Then our synthesis software is able to search that database and find the individual segments to mix and match and paste together in a way that creates novel sentences, ones that weren't recorded but sound just like they were recorded by the original speaker.
It costs the charity about £500, that's around 950 Australian dollars, to make a single voice. It's a labour-intensive process requiring hours of staff time as well as other resources. Simon Welsh, the principal of National Star College, says what started as something of an experiment has now become a necessity.
The young people that have been through this project and have now got their own personalised voices are telling us that actually they think it's essential now, that this is an opportunity that they have and that has prepared, you know, really helped them in terms of prepare them for the next stage of their life, you know, moving into adulthood. So I think for us, our priority is making sure that we find a way that this is a sustainable service.
In Australia, there's no similar scheme, and although it's possible to access an American organisation called Vocal ID, the process is expensive at $1,500, and because it's an American company, it's not normally funded by the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Nicola Hamilton says there is a good array of generic Australian voices available, however, compared to other English-speaking countries. And she says differences in Australian regional accents are not as pronounced as they are in the UK.
If you're from Melbourne or Geelong, you know, it would take a very trained phonetician to be able to tell the difference between the accents, maybe, between those two places. Whereas if you're from Liverpool or Manchester, there's quite a distinct difference in the accents. And I guess that's really to do with your belonging and your identity and where you come from. And so maybe that's why there's maybe more of a market for it somewhere like Britain.
Back in Britain, 20-year-old Talia McDowell is a National Star College student who's already got her own voice. And it's given her a distinctive Northern Irish lilt that shows where she comes from.
I sound like my family and everyone knows where I'm from. This makes me really happy. It gives me confidence to use it more with new people.
The Find My Voice charity believes it's already seeing the benefits of the project for young people who they want to help to live as independently as possible. Alan Lee, SBS News.